President Bush travels to Wall Street today to argue for stiffer punishments for executives who mislead investors and for boosting funding and personnel at the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's a move aimed at restoring faith in the nation's battered financial markets. But a reform bill that the Senate began debating yesterday goes further, calling for an independent commission to oversee and set new standards for the accounting industry. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As he rolled out his accounting industry reform bill on the Senate floor, the chair of the Finance Committee, Maryland Democrat Paul Sarbanes, said the problem of business people not playing by the rules is not just limited to what President Bush has called a few bad apples.
Now, those bad apples ought to be punished, and punished very severely. And I certainly agree with the president when he makes that statement. But it seems to me we have to move beyond that in terms of trying to address this incredible loss of investor confidence that's now taking place.
Rather than trust accounting firms to police themselves, as the SEC has done, Sarbanes' bill calls for the creation of an independent oversight board to scrutinize the dealings of more than 16,000 publicly traded firms. Also, if an accounting firm audits a company, it cannot provide consulting services unless given a special waiver. Texas Republican Phil Graham, whose wife served on Enron's board of directors, complained that the bill overregulates the accounting industry.
Accountants did not put Enron into bankruptcy. Enron put Enron into bankruptcy by making bad business decisions. The accounting was a problem because it was slow to show it.
But with the collapse of WorldCom, many other Republicans are now backing the reform bill, including Wyoming's Mike Enzi.
And while I'm hesitant to move forward with a number of changes included in the bill, I do believe that legislation is necessary given the current lack of faith in accountants.
Senate Majority Whip Harry Reid noted such conviction was hard to detect among Republicans just a few weeks ago when Sarbanes' bill was considered all but dead.
The president, our president, and Republicans in Congress, quite frankly, are now reversing course. Some are falling all over themselves to jump on the bandwagon and support this legislation.
The number two ranking Senate Democrat then shifted the spotlight onto a potential campaign issue others in his party are also raising. Why it was that Mr. Bush was 8 months late in reporting his sale of stock in a Texas energy firm he headed 12 years ago when his father was president.
And when asked about his business dealings, the president has not accepted personal responsibility, instead shifting blame to accountants and lawyers, implying that he was just doing business as usual.
A short time later, at a White House news conference, the president said the SEC had fully looked into the matter and ruled there was no case.
All I can tell you is that in the corporate world, sometimes things aren't exactly black and white when it comes to accounting procedures.
Democrats are also raising questions about Vice President Dick Cheney's tenure as CEO of the energy firm Halliburton, which netted him tens of millions of dollars. The firm's dealings under Cheney are the subject of a federal probe. Yesterday, President Bush called on the Senate to act as the House did earlier this year in approving new rules on corporate responsibility. The Senate's harder-hitting version is expected to pass with broad bipartisan support. Few lawmakers want to be seen as siding with the status quo. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.